Nitilila Prabhupada, Om Vishnu Pada Samanga, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada Kijai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Kijai. Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Kijai. Premsaka Hosh Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dhananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Kijai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopanath. Shamakunda Radha Kunda Gira Govardhan Kijai. Shri Bhajabhumidam Badam Kijai. Shri Nabadit Mayapuridam Kijai. Shri Lachal Jagannath Puridam Kijai. Ganga Mayi ki jai, Jamuna Mayi ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Srimati Tulsi Maharani ki jai, the most beautiful Lordship, Sri Sukhmini Dor Kadish ki jai, Sukhmini Dor Kanath ki jai, Sri Sri Jagannath Baladev Supadar ki jai, Sri Sri Gornitai ki jai, Samaveta Bhakti Rinda ki jai, going back to home, back to Godhead ki jai, ISKCON Los Angeles Yatra ki jai, Brihan Madanga Transcendental Book Distribution ki jai, International Food for Life Transcendental Prasadam Distribution ki jai, Sri Harinam Sankirtik. Sankirtan ki jai. Itai go premanandi. Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gaurang Glory Srila Prabhupada. Narayanam namaskritya. Naram chaiva narottamam. Deving sarasatim vyasam. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, let us offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of God and Lord Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author, and unto Srila Prabhupada, who is the translator, commentator, and our spiritual master. Nashta Prayeshu Badreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. By regularly attending the Srimad Bhagavatam class and by rendering service unto the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving devotional service unto the personality of Godhead, whose worship with transcendental songs becomes established as an irrevocable fact. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're continuing our reading from the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is chapter 9, and today's verse is 4. Tad va idam bhuvana. Mangala, Mangalaya, Dhyane, Sma, No, Darshitam, Ta, Upasakanam, Tasmai, Namo, Bhagavate, Nuvideva, Tubhyam, Yonadrito, Naraka, Bhagbhir, Asat Prasangai Tadva Idang Bhuvana Mangala Mangalaya Dhyane Smano Darshitang Ta Upasakanam Tasmai Namo Bhagavate Nuvidhema Tubhyam Yonadrito Naraka Bhag Birasat Prasangai Tadva Idang Bhuvana Mangala Mangalaya Jane Svano Darshitang Ta Upasakanam Tasmai Namo Bhagavate Nuvidhema Tubhyam Yona Drito Naraka Bhag Bhir Asat Prasangai Tanva Idang Bhuvana Mangala Mangalaya Jane Smano Darshiktam Ta Upasakanam Tasmai Namo Bhagavate Nuvidhema Tubhyam Yona drito naraka bhag bhirasat prasangai. Please chant. Tasmai namo bhagavate nubhidheva tubhyam. Yona drito naraka bhag bhirasat prasangai Vaishnavis. Yona Dritan Vaishnavis. So a little Sanskrit tip. You may have noticed that quite a few devotees stumble on that second line because the pronunciation of the words don't always exactly fit the meter. So whenever that happens, pronunciation is more important than the meter. It's more important to pronounce the words properly, even if they don't exactly fit the meter. Okay? All right. Synonyms. Tat, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna. Va, or idam, this present form. Bhuvana Mangala. O you who are all auspicious for all the universes. Mangalaya, for the sake of all prosperity. Dhyane, in meditation. Sma, as it were. Naha, unto us. Darshitam, manifested. Te, your. Upasakanam, of the devotees. Tasmai, unto him. Namaha, my respectful obeisances. Bhagavate, unto the personality of Godhead. Anuvidhema, I perform. Tubhyam, unto you. Yaha, which anadritaha, is neglected. Naraka bhagbihi, by persons destined for hell. Asat pasangai, by material topics. So, Srila Prabhupada's translation for this verse. This present form, or any transcendental form expanded by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is equally auspicious for all the universes. Since you have manifested this eternal personal form upon whom your devotees meditate, I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Those who are destined to be dispatched to the path of hell neglect your personal form because of speculating on material topics. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Regarding the personal and impersonal features of the Supreme Absolute Truth, the personal forms exhibited by the Lord in his different plenary expansions are all for the benediction of all the universes. The personal form of the Lord is also worshipped in meditation as Supersoul, Paramatma. But the impersonal Brahmajyoti is not worshipped. Persons who are addicted to the impersonal feature of the Lord, whether in meditation or otherwise, are all pilgrims to hell. Because as stated in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 12, text 5, impersonalists simply waste their time in mundane mental speculation because they are addicted more to false arguments than to reality. Therefore, the association of the impersonalists is condemned herewith by Brahma. All the plenary expansions of the personality of Godhead are equally potent, as confirmed in the Brahma Sanghita. Diparchareva hidasantaram abhyapetya dipayate vibhritahetu samana dharma yastadrageva hicha vishnutaya vibhati govindamani purusham tamahang bhajami. The Lord expands himself as the flames of a fire expand one after another. Although the original flame or Sri Krishna is accepted as Govinda, the Supreme Person, all other expansions such as Rama, Narsingha, and Varaha are as potent as the original Lord. All such expanded forms are transcendental. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is made clear that the Supreme Truth is eternally uncontaminated by material touch. There is no jugglery of words and activities in the transcendental kingdom of the Lord. All the Lord's forms are transcendental, and such manifestations are ever identical. The particular form of the Lord exhibited to a devotee is not mundane, even though the devotee may retain material desire, nor is it manifest under the influence of material energy, as is foolishly considered by the impersonalists. Impersonalists who consider the transcendental forms of the Lord to be products of the material world are surely destined for hell. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tanamene. Namaste Saraswate Deve, Gauravani Pacharini, Nirvashesha Shunivari Paschatadishtarini. Om Agyana Tamirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya, Chakshur Unmilitam Jaina, Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobishtang, Shtapitang Jaina Bhutale, Swayam Rupa Kadamayam, Dadati Sopadantikam. Vandeyahang Sri Guru, Sri Yuta Padakamalam, Sri Gurun Vaisyavangsha. Shri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvatam Tangsajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvatangsha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanta Nagorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Paramami Hari Pre Vancha kalpaturubhya sha kripa sindhu bevacha patitanang pavanebhyo vaisyavibhyo namo namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudeva Gaura Bhaktavinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So as our visiting scholar Garuda Prabhu, also known as Professor Graham Schweig, pointed out in his lecture, everything is there in the Mahamantra. So this is our meditation. This is our prime meditation. We may not remember exactly what Mahavishnu looks like or Garbhadaksha Vishnu. We can't tell the difference between the two. But everybody can remember those three words, Hare Krishna and Rama. As I've said quite a few times, my ex-wife used to make fun of me because she said, sometimes you wake up in your sleep chanting Hare Krishna. You're sleeping and you're chanting Hare Krishna. Just like Japa, she said. You're chanting like it's Japa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. So I said, that's wonderful. I'm so happy that I've made some progress. I'm actually chanting Hare Krishna in my sleep. Lately, I also noticed that sometimes I wake up and I start chanting the Gayatri Mantra. When it's not Gayatri time, it just, Om Bhur just starts coming out. So this is Prabhupada's program. This is Lord Chaitanya's program. Prabhupada used to say, repetition is the mother of learning. So all of these mantras, we should repeat every day. Hare Krishna for sure, at least 16 rounds, more if we can do it. But the Panchatattva Mantra, we should chant also. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudeva Gaura Bhaktavinoda. Once some devotees asked Srila Prabhupada that, you've said that there is no offense in chanting the Panchatattva Mantra, but you have to be careful of 10 offenses when you're chanting Hare Krishna. So why don't we just chant the Panchatattva Mantra then? And Prabhupada said, no, we follow the process that's been given to us. First the Panchatattva Mantra and then the Hare Krishna Mantra. Don't be over-intelligent and try to change anything. Just do things the way they were handed to you. So for Japa, usually we say the Panchatattva Mantra once and then we chant the Hare Krishna Mantra. For Kirtan, we've settled on three. That's the official Kirtan approach. Three times the Panchatattva Mantra and then Hare Krishna. Some devotees like to go on the Panchatattva Mantra 5, 6, 10 times. Not really necessary. In Kirtan, 3 times is sufficient, and then you chant Hare Krishna. But the point is that our meditation is on the sound vibration, the Mahamantra and all these other mantras that we're learning, including the Premadwani prayers that we chant every day. Again, repetition is the mother of learning. If you chant along with the speaker or by yourself, whenever, just chant. Don't stop chanting. Prabhupada said that. Once, that if you chant this Hare Krishna mantra, your japa, for 50 years, you're guaranteed to go back to Godhead. So some of us are approaching that milestone. 50 years of chanting japa. Just that alone. Just chant your japa without fail every day for 50 years. Prabhupada said you're guaranteed to go back to Godhead. So who wouldn't take such a bargain? Who wouldn't take that? So here, Lord Brahma, here in the purport, Prabhupada is talking about the different expansions of the Lord. They're called plenary expansions. The word plenary, English word plenary, means complete. Complete. There's no difference. But there is difference. This is the spiritual kingdom. This is the spiritual world. Simultaneously one and different. Krishna and his expansions are non-different, but there's difference. And that's pointed out in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in that chapter, Life's Ultimate Goal, that there are 4 qualities that Krishna has that the other expansions don't have. Sarvad Bhuta Samatkara, Leela Kalolavaridi, Atulya Madara Prema, Manditam Priya Mandalam, Tri Jagan Manasa Karshi, Rali Kala Kujita Asamanurba Rupashi Vishmapita Chara Achara. So that's saying there that Krishna has four qualities that the others don't have, or we could say don't exhibit. Because if they're complete, how could they not have? But they don't exhibit. Krishna alone exhibits these four qualities. Sarvad Buddha Samatkara Lila Kala Avaridi. When Krishna comes in this Krishna form, his original form, he expands an ocean of pastimes that the others don't. In this month, we're concentrating on the baby pastimes, but there's so many other pastimes, the Arjuna Krishna pastimes, battlefield of Kurukshetra, the Dwarka pastimes, so many other pastimes. Other incarnations, they don't do. Even Lord Ram, he did a lot, but he didn't expand the ocean of Leela that Krishna did. And then, Atulya Madhura Pramandita Priyamandalam. And in that ocean, he has specific relationships with devotees that, again, the others don't exhibit. Lord Ram, he had his wife, he had his brother, he had his father. So there's relationship. But the depth and sweetness of relationship with devotees is incomparable when Krishna comes. And therefore, the devotees praying, we're chanting every morning, that I don't even desire liberation into your fulgence. I just want your childhood pastime to ever be enacted in my heart. This is the point. Krishna's pastimes are so sweet that literally the devotees are not exaggerating. They don't even desire liberation. Of course, we can't imitate that. Prabhupada said this, you know, if you try to imitate that, then you're being lazy. If you're not on that platform, then you should strive to get out of here because this is a horrible place. We don't have to remember all the news of the day. There's so much horror all around this world going on constantly. I can't, Maharaj. I'm sorry. This is my natural speaking point. If I try to slow down, it'll be, thank you. Everybody has a natural speed, just like Brigupati when he sits down. I try to slow him down from the back of the room. He can tell you, I'm always going like this. But he can't. It's just his natural speed. Yes, I understand, Maharaj, but I'm just saying, one has to be natural. So, we don't have to, retell the news of the day to know how horrible this world is. But one fact that people don't link to the horrors of the world is that this wanton slaughter of millions and billions of animals is what's fueling the collective bad karma around the world. So why does one person attack another person or one country attack another country? That deep ocean of bad karma, karmic reactions from slaughter, wanton slaughter of animals, that's what's fueling the majority of this bad interaction that happens on a daily basis, moment-to-moment basis. So, yes, we condemn attacks. Obviously, the Vedas give you the right to defend yourself from attack. It's actually your duty. Not that you become a father and you have a wife and children and somebody attacks and you go, well, it's their karma and you walk away. No, it's your duty to try to protect them. But we should understand that there's nobody innocent on the face of this planet. Everybody is here because they condemn themselves by their activities. By our activities that we choose ourselves to do on a moment-to-moment basis, we're accruing good and bad results for the future. Good and bad. That word, that verse that I chant from the 10th canto quite often. Eva pasuyate jantu eva eka pasuyate. Ekonu bungte sukritam eka esha chaduskritam. That verse says every one of us is born alone and dies alone, and alone we have to suffer or enjoy the good and bad results to our activities. So we can't blame somebody else. Whatever I'm going through is actually created by me, by things that I've done to others in the past. So the devotee takes a philosophical viewpoint. Tatena kampam sukshmi shamano bhujane atmakritam bapakam. The devotee sees, let me just accept my karma, whatever is due to me. And actually, I should get more, but Krishna's minimizing it. Just like now we're all getting on in years, and the body's giving some trouble. But we understand, by my choice, I'm in this particular body. And some suffering comes along with the package. So what can you do? We don't try to unnecessarily jump through hoops to, you know, fix it. Just the time will come when we'll give up this body and hopefully go back to God. So my point is, the devotees who say that they don't even want liberation, they're actually on that platform. They're getting so much nectar from associating with Krishna, directly and indirectly, that they don't even consider liberation. But in the beginning, we have to be motivated by getting out of here. This is the motivation, that we're suffering in this material world. Let me get out of here and let me try to take as many people with me as possible, or at least give them the spiritual passport that has been handed to me, which is the chanting, the following the principles, all of that. This is the passport for getting out of here. So back to the four qualities. Trijagan Manasakarshi, Murali Kala Kujata. So Trijagan means the three worlds, which means the entire universe. Manasakarshi, the minds of everybody in the three worlds are attracted to one particular thing. Murali Kala Kujata. When Krishna plays his Murali, everybody's mind is attracted. Asama Anurba Rupa Shri, Vishmapita, Chara Achara. And Sama means same, Asama means not the same. So nobody can be on Krishna's platform. Not even the expansions, even though they are. That's again, that's the beauty of spiritual philosophy. Equal, but different. And nobody, Urdhva, nobody can go beyond Krishna, that's for sure. Not the same, and Urdhva, not better. In what way are we talking? Rupa Shri. The form of the Lord in this original form, Krishna form, cannot be equal or surpassed by anyone. And the beauty of that form cannot be equal or surpassed. Vishmapita Chara Achara. And that beauty of Krishna causes those who can move, like we can move, we have legs, we can move, to be stunned. And those who are not moving, they start moving. The stones, the trees, they start moving when they appreciate Krishna's beauty. So, whenever we speak in colleges, schools, we always bring up this point that, yes, because, you know, when you say no illicit sex, there's discussion about, well, you know, I'm attracted and this and that. Yes, you're attracted. But tell me honestly, have you ever met anybody on this planet that you see them and you're stunned? You can't move. Has it ever happened? And everybody has to admit, no. There's nobody so physically attracted that I'm stunned when I look at them. My lust may increase, but I don't become stunned by looking at anybody. Only Krishna. So when we see Krishna's beauty, we become stunned. Like Subhas was saying in his class, when he's having trouble, he comes to the temple, he looks at Rukmini Dwarkadish, and like that. He's not making it up. I think many of us experience that. And that's why Krishna expands not only these forms that are being mentioned here, Rama, Nrisimha, etc., but the deity form also. He very mercifully expands this Archavigraha form so that we can come here and be stunned. We can stand before him and be stunned. And we should speak to him. Prabhupada said right here in this temple room that when you come before, you should come before the deities. At least one time you should do this and say, sir. And that's what Prabhupada said. We all laughed because Prabhupada said, sir. Sir, for so many lifetimes I've been avoiding you, neglecting you, but now please accept me in your service. We should say like that. Sir, Rukmini, Dwarkadish, so many lifetimes, countless lifetimes, I've been avoiding you, neglecting you. Now please accept me. Prabhupada said, you say that sincerely one time, your material life is over. Krishna will accept you because that's why he's here. He wants to pick us up. And we know that to please him, we should try to go and pick others up. So like last night, we were on the prominent chanting. So I was in the party, but I was noticing that Swarnabindu Prabhu, we approached one guy. Now, even before he approached him, I noticed this guy was huge, 6.5 feet plus tall. Or if you think in terms of meters, 2 meters tall. But before we even came close to him, he was dressed nicely, dark pants, white shirt, tie. He was raising his arms and dancing. So I was thinking somebody should approach him. And sure enough, Swarnabindu went over and gave him some books. So later on, I asked Swarnabindu, I said, how was the interaction? He said, yeah, he was so nice. He took 2 books and he gave $20. And it turned out that his father had just died. So he was receptive. So he started dancing immediately. So saw the chanting party and heard the Hare Krishna mantra. But we should not be discouraged. Not everybody's like that. Not everybody dances immediately or takes a book or gives a donation. But the mantra goes in the ear. And then from there, we'll go to the heart, as Rupa Goswami says. When I chant this Hare Krishna mantra, I want to have millions of tongues because it's so sweet. Those two syllables, Krishna. No jane janita ki abir amrita, Krishna iti varna dvayi. These two syllables, Krishna, are so sweet that when I chant them, I want to have millions of tongues. And then when it enters into my ear, I want to have millions of ears. And what happens when it goes in the ear? It goes into the courtyard of the heart, and all of my material activities are stopped. Like, no more material activities. So this is what's supposed to happen to us. And it's gradually happening, I'm sure, to all of us. And we're supposed to go out and give that to others. And we see, again, like that guy immediately reacted just by seeing and hearing the chanting party. But again, even if they don't react like that, we should not be disappointed, because we're actually planting seeds through the ear. Normally you plant the seed in the ground, we're planting them in the ears. Just like yesterday, we got some new trees here in front of the BBT and other parts of the block. So I was talking to the crew. I asked them, you know, what's going on here? Oh yeah, we're planting trees. You know, it's part of our program for reducing the heat factor in Los Angeles. That's why they painted the street here gray. It used to be black, right? Asphalt, they painted it gray because that reflects more light and makes the place cooler. Now they're planting trees. That's all wonderful. So I asked him, what kind of tree is this? He said, it's a Peter oak. So I looked it up. I couldn't find Peter oak. It's a type of oak, but I couldn't find a Peter oak. But he said, I asked him, how long does it take to get to maturity? He said, 3 years. So in about 3 years, we should have trees that are tall enough with a big enough crown so they start to give shade. But the real shelter that we're looking for is not the shade of a Peter oak or this tree or that tree. We're looking for the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. That's what we're hankering for. And nothing in this material world will satisfy us other than that. But how do we get that shelter? Don't try to go to Krishna directly. You have to go through the parampara system. Prabhupada said once, you belong to me, I belong to Krishna, therefore you belong to Krishna. We don't try to go directly to Krishna. We have to surrender at the lotus feet of the spiritual master, and then we will get the shelter of Krishna. And Krishna says that also. Anyone who says he's my devotee, he's not my devotee. But those who are the devotees of my devotee, they're my devotees. So we have to do that. We have to follow that principle, take shelter of the lotus feet of the current acharya. And that acharya, of course, we have to do our homework. Make sure this person is actually acharya, actually connected to the sampradaya. If somebody's not connected to the sampradaya, no matter how sweetly they speak, you know, like in India still, people are very much attracted to people who can sit down and speak eloquently on the 10th canto especially. But if you ask them, who is your guru? They can't tell you. They think they're their own guru just by reading or whatever. But that doesn't work. Once I was in Zurich, Switzerland. So I went to the temple, and I noticed there's this guy sitting on the Vyasa, an Indian body, long beard, and talking some, you know, so-called katha. This is Bhagavatam class time, not just, you know. So after the class, I asked the temple president, can I speak to you? And I said, who is this guy? You know, can I meet him? And he said, sure, sure, sure. So they arranged a meeting, and we sat down. And just after a few minutes of speaking to this man, I realized he was completely bogus. So I asked him, I said, you know, well, wow, are you in this? No, I'm not. Well, how are you speaking? Well, actually, I was born in Vrindavan, grew up in Vrindavan, and I met Srila Prabhupada when I was a boy. That's my connection to ISKCON. So he goes around temple to temple telling people this, and they go, ooh, ah, you're from Vrindavan, and you met Prabhupada when you were a boy. That is nice if it's true. I'm not saying it wasn't true, but even if it is true, if you don't have that formal connection through initiation, then we're not accepting you to speak in our temples. And Prabhupada himself said that example. His own God brothers, he wouldn't allow to speak in his temples. Devotees asked him from time to time, can I have so-and-so Maharaj come and speak when you're not here? And Prabhupada said, no. Why, Prabhupada? Because if they say one thing different from what I'm telling you, you'll be confused. But that was Prabhupada's response. So if Prabhupada wouldn't allow his own God brothers to speak in his temple, who are we to take some long-bearded guy from Vrindavan just because he's from Vrindavan and put him on the Vyasa Sun? We don't have that right. We should follow Prabhupada's example. So, in this month, again, we're following by Prabhupada's example. We're meditating on this Damodar form of the Lord. And if we meditate deeply enough, we'll get to the point where we don't even want liberation. There's a nice verse I'll end with. Shruti mapare smriti mitare bharatamante bhavantu bhajubita. Aham iha nandam vande yasya linde parambaram. So this devotee is praying that some worship the Shrutis, some worship the Smritis, some worship the Mahabharat. Why? Because they want to get out of this miserable material world. He said, but as far as I'm concerned, I am worshiping Nanda Maharaj. Why? Because in his courtyard, the supreme Param Brahma, Krishna, is playing around. Jai. Rantarashima Bhagatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Bhaktivedanta ki jai.